when we die, we actually relocate. We don't cease to exist, we relocate. So right now, if Greg and I were to walk out this back door and you heard the door close and you could no longer see us, what would you say? Well, they don't exist anymore. Well, of course not. You would just realize, I can't see them or hear them, but they're still there. They're just where I can't see them. That's what happens when people die. They leave this world, but they're relocating. They're not ceasing to exist. They're going to another place. For the believer, we go into the presence of Christ. And Paul says in Philippians 1, that's better by far to be in his presence than to remain here. So what I envision happening is, we see the Lord. We see the Lord. We see the risen Jesus with the scars on his hand. He gave his life for us. We fall at our knees before him and he pulls us up to himself and embraces us. And then we're told that in the resurrection to come, we will ultimately sit down at tables. They'll come from the east and the west and sit down at a table with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Not those who used to be Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but the real Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And if we know Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if they're who they were, then all our loved ones who are with the Lord, they will be there. Christopher will be there. All my mom will be there. All of the people that we've known and loved that love Jesus will be there. And who'll be in charge of the seating arrangements? You know, Jesus. And he'll be the one, the center of conversation. When we're all talking around the table, there's a group here and maybe Charles Spurgeon is sitting here and maybe six or seven of us are listening to him. But then at the head of the table, here's Jesus. And when Jesus talks, everybody stops to be in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To be in the presence of our loved ones with real bodies that are like Christ. And he said, I'm not just a spirit. A spirit doesn't have flesh and bones as I have. We will literally eat food and drink and be in each other's presence. And what happens at banquets? People are laughing. We get together for Sunday night football and have, and we just laugh and we eat dinner together. And we will experience that kind of relational pleasure with our Lord and with each other for all eternity.